In this bulletin, religious groups support a constitutionally recognised Indigenous voice to federal parliament. The new government expected to confirm the return of a Tamil asylum seeker family to Queensland. And in tennis, Daniil Medvedev through to the third round of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brook. The White House has singled out the National Rifle Association for standing in the way of measures to prevent gun violence in the United States. The NRA is beginning its annual convention in Houston just days after the latest mass shooting, where an 18-year-old killed 19 children and two teachers at a primary school in a small town in Texas. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has called again for Congress to pass meaningful gun reform, saying it's shameful how the NRA has stood in the way of every attempt to change the laws.
It's not about the convention. What is inappropriate is that the leadership of the National Rifle Association has proven time and time again that they are contributing to the problem of gun violence, not trying to solve it. They represent the interests of the gun industry, the gun manufacturers, who are marketing weapons of war to young adults.
The federal government is expected to confirm the details today of the return of a Tamil family to the Queensland town of Bilawila after years of fighting to stay there. The Murugappa family were refused permanent residency by the Morrison government because parents Nadas and Priya arrived in Australia by boat. The couple and their two daughters, who were born in Australia, have faced attempts to deport them and have been living in community detention in Perth after a medical evacuation from Christmas Island. Interim Home Affairs Minister Jim Chalmers is expected to make an announcement today, confirming details of the family's return home to Bilawila. Religious organisations have spearheaded a joint resolution calling for bipartisan action on a referendum on a First Nations voice to the federal parliament. Today marks 5 years since the call for a voice was made by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders in the Uluru Statement from the Heart, and it's also 55 years since the 1967 referendum that gave First Nations Australians the right to vote. Religious groups, including from Anglican, Islamic, Jewish, Hindu, Sikh and Uniting Church denominations, have come together to support the demands of the Uluru Statement. In a keynote speech launching the joint resolution, Indigenous filmmaker Rachel Perkins asked for all Australians to follow their lead.
Today, Australian religious communities join with Australians' Indigenous communities to send a message to our political leaders. Open your hearts. We want to talk with you about this in good faith. We want to work with you to make national unity a reality. I urge us all to follow the example of these religious organisations that they have set.
New figures show calls to alcohol support services tripled in 2021 when compared with the number made before the COVID-19 pandemic. The Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education says the surge was caused by higher levels of stress, anxiety, boredom and isolation during lockdowns. Parents, the unemployed or people with insecure jobs were all more likely to drink during the pandemic. Indian writer Gitanjali Shri and American translator Daisy Rockwell have won the International Booker Prize for 2022. The pair won the prestigious award for the novel Tomb of Sand, which features a boundary-crossing 80-year-old heroine and has been described by judges as extraordinarily charming and funny. The book was originally written in Hindi and is the first book in an Indian language to win the International Booker, rising above six other translated works on the shortlist. Winning author Gitanjali Shri says she's delighted.
This is a bolt from the blue, but what a nice one, and I'm still reeling. I never dreamt of the Booker and never thought I could. What a huge recognition. I'm amazed, delighted, honoured and humbled.
In sport, and Russian world number two Daniil Medvedev is through to the third round of the French Open after defeating Serbia's Laszlo Djere in straight sets. He will now meet the number 28 seed Miomir Kecmanovic, also of Serbia, and will overtake Novak Djokovic as the world number one if he makes it to the final at Roland Garros. Addressing the media after the match, Medvedev also commented on the ban on Russian athletes at the up-and-coming Wimbledon tournament.
My main job is to play tennis, try to get points here as much as I can. Again, I'm going to repeat again. If I can play Wimbledon, we'll be happy to be there, even without points. With points, we'll be happy to be there and try to get some points. If I cannot play, I'm going to stay home, practice hard, and try to be better for my next tournaments. That's all I have to say right now.
And now for today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy in 24. Adelaide, a shower or two in 17. Melbourne, a possible early shower in 16. Hobart, partly cloudy in 14 degrees. Canberra, a possible fog with showers increasing, 17. Wollongong, partly cloudy in 21. Sydney, early fog, then partly cloudy in 21. Newcastle, morning fog, then mostly sunny and also 21. Brisbane, a shower or two in 24. Cairns, sunny in 28. And Darwin, similar conditions with a top of 34 degrees. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.